Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. Class, no phone calls today. Rich Sheban is on, and he has more to talk about than we have time for. And welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, pick a topic. My gosh, I mean, as usual, I have about 6 hours of data and information for a two-hour broadcast minus commercials. I mean, there's no law and order, no due process. There's nothing in America anymore. I mean,
no insurance, no homeowner's insurance.
Yeah,
for the
The FBI got caught planning the kidnapping of Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Got caught. You would think that if you and I did that, we'd be in the who's gal, never mind still getting paid by the taxpayers. I mean, the FBI, how many articles have I given, Vince, over the years, especially the last 2 years, of the FBI being called the SS and Gestapo? Or how about the CIA confirming that the spying on Trump was made-up data? 51 intelligence agencies committing treason and framing Trump and overthrowing the government. Nothing happens. The DOJ spying on our journalists with Apple and Google accounts. The CDC and the World Health Organization trying to control treaties and destroy the Constitution and eliminate all individual and country sovereignty. I mean, Vince, we don't have an economy that's legit. We don't have borders. They're going to lift this Title 42, which is going to eliminate the availability of food and jobs for the bottom 93%. Consumer confidence is an all-time low. All of it's imploding. Opportunity, rule of law, due process, disposable income. We have so much proof of stolen elections. Now, even in New Hampshire, on tape, it's proven they've caught... They caught these people like Sununu and company deleting memory cards and stealing the election. They're caught on tape. Look, these voting machines, any state that has a voting machine, basically they're saying we're going to cheat. We have corrupt, we have money laundering, everything's corrupt, the bribery, book deals going to American sellouts. Inflation is transitory. Remember that, folks? Planned energy shortages. Planned. Look, we're at a point in time, Vince, that most people are starting to have woken up to the fact that the powers that be have betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their professions. And that's pretty much across the board in all government institutions and organizations and big corporations. So, gosh, I mean, what can the little guy do? We talked about this privately yesterday, and I think you said we're going to discuss a little bit of that before I get into all of my articles, which are published in the public domain. Vince?
Yeah, why don't we get into that? But I've got a comment first. You know, you're talking about legitimacy. We don't even have legitimate men anymore. And it seems to me, I don't have the actual numbers, and I don't even know if you can get the actual numbers, but it seems to me that there are more males that want to be females than females that want to be males. That's what it seems like to me. So we don't even have legitimate, real men as we did back in the 1940s, 50s, etc. You know, when I was growing up, men were men, boys were boys, girls were girls. Now it's you can change at the drop of a hat. So you're absolutely right, Rich. And here's an interesting thing. We're going to be talking about food shortages as part of this class. You and I were talking yesterday, and you mentioned the port of Shanghai, China, and it's at an absolute standstill, and that's because of the lockdown of its people, because of the genocide that was released by a biolab in China called COVID-19. That's what it's known as. Well, here's a thought. So we grow a lot of apples in this country, the United States of America. We grow apples, and what do we do with them? We send them to China. Why? Because they have machinery that can convert apples into apple juice. And what do they do with the apple juice? They send it back here to America. We don't even have the machinery, the desire to make apple juice from our own apples. Now think about this. Do you believe that the Chinese would wash the apples as you would to get the insecticide off them? Or do you think they might skip that step? I don't know the answer to that question. But am I going to trust apple juice from China? No. Now, if you want, you can look, and it's really hard to see. And I'm not kidding. It's really hard to see. If you look around the neck of an apple juice bottle, you'll see in a color of ink that's hard to read the ingredients and where it's made. And you're going to see the words, well, you're going to see China. And if you look at other juices, you'll find out that they are diluted with, guess what? Well, two things, water and apple juice. How about that? Rich, before this genocide, people were unaware of where things came from. Now, we read the labels and, you know, we'd say, can't find it. Where has this come from? Can't find it. Who looks around the neck of the bottle to find in a where, you know, the ingredients, where it comes from? We do. So that's a heads up. Here's another heads up. David in Illinois mentioned that, and this was quite a while back, but during the genocide period, he mentioned that green beans, if you open a can of green beans, you get a lot of stems in them. You never used to get stems in green beans, right? You'd get green beans, not the stems of the green bean plants. I have in my hand a can of Contadina, Roma-style tomatoes. And it says tomato paste. And on the bottom of the can, it has the date. Best Buy 1/20/2023. So we haven't hit 2023 yet. This can is bulging at the top and at the bottom. And I put a big X on it so nobody would open it. So I could, you know, bring it to the studio. Now, what does that mean when a can bulges? The top and bottoms of the can have these rings around them so that when they are canned at the factory, they are canned when they're hot, and that causes the food contents to expand when they're hot. Then when they put the lid on them, when they're still hot, a vacuum is formed just by the cooling down of the contents of the can. And these can lids are designed to bulge out if there's bacteria or a pathogen growing inside the can. This can is bulging. Now, what I'm saying is we find bugs in the pasta before the best use by date. We find cans that are bulging. I have seen exactly what David was talking about, green beans that have stems in the can. The American food supply is now substandard, sub-American standards. And it's not just me saying this. Here it is. So I'm wondering if the lawyers from Contadina are going to be calling me and saying, knock it off. I hope they do. And I'll invite them to come on the air and explain to me exactly why this is happening to their can of what I used to buy, Contadina brand tomato products. Not anymore, because I don't trust them. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, and basically what you're basically saying, Vince, is what we've been saying for years with thousands of pieces of proof. The fact that hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, showing up on time, standards, expectations, nothing means anything. We're living at a time in history for America where standards and qualifications mean nothing. Look, just because somebody comes from a good school doesn't mean that they're qualified. Did they earn their right to get there? Did they get there because of some victim group status group that they're in, or some protectionist group status because they were born on third base and had a rich daddy? So, look, we're living in a virtual reality right now. And Vince, I haven't said this in a while. Would you mind if I took 3 minutes and mention real quick my high jump analogy, because it's so apropos to what you just said?
Sure.
Okay. But folks, I said this before, I haven't said it in a while, but basically the way things used to be many, many decades ago here in America, let's say there was somebody who was had a business and he employed high jumpers. Just stick with me here. So basically there was two openings. So for the first interview, years ago, decades ago, the owner of the high jumper business would set the bar at 6 feet. And let's say there was 500 applicants. So setting the bar at 6 feet is a challenge. So that means let's say 1% passed. So there was five people that made it to the second interview. The second interview was all about your workout regime, your diet, your hard work, your qualifications, your standards, things like that. So decades ago, the top two people who were qualified with the highest standards got the job. Now, this is the way it is today. Still, two openings. The bar, you can't have it 6 feet for the first interview because you're going to offend people. And you're going to be called controversial, racist, biggest, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist. So let's say you had to have the bar at 6 inches for today's interview. So 1% failed because people showed up high on drugs or alcohol, and 99% people passed. So what do you do with the second interview when you have 495 applicants? Well, the first job opening of the two goes to the nepotism connections, the people who are born on third base, like the Sununu we just talked about from New Hampshire, Liz Cheney, Cuomo brothers, Chrissy Wallace, Anderson Cooper, all people born on third base who didn't earn their job. What's another way for saying you didn't earn the job? You didn't earn your money. So the nepotism connections got the first opening. So there's one opening left today. Who gets it? Well, it's not based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and expectations. It's based on what is your gender. What gender you identify as? What is your skin pigmentation shade? What is your sexual orientation? What is your religion? And that's how you get points. Because that's when corruption runs the system, because there's no more standards for a job. And this is where we are in America today. We appreciate you all being here, folks. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know what you mentioned, homophobe, and I'm not afraid of being called a homophobe. I am a homophobe. I am terrified of those things because they have infiltrated television, the movies, radio, education, politics, medicine, everything you can think of. They have destroyed Disney. You know, Disney used to be a place for everybody because it was kind, it was gentle, it was nice, it was clean. Now they've got Homo Day. So, and then if you look at the educational system, you know, Lindley in Los Gatos, California, is having a heck of a time with her daughters because one of them was led to believe that she could be a boy. And she wants to be called him, not her. And so these guys are dangerous. They're destroying families. And it ties directly with the great genocide, because if you convert men into homos and they want to marry men, and if you convert women into homos and you want and they only want to marry women, they can't have children. The plumbing doesn't work. So that's a great way of reducing population, by making men effeminate. But men are the ones who traditionally would provide, defend, protect, you know, the family. That's our job. Rich, you're a man. I'm a man. All of the instructors are men here at USA Prepares. The men are instructors are men, and the ladies are ladies. There's no question about it. Gwyneth is a lady. Kathy's a lady. Sharon's a lady. And the guys are guys, men. And we need to stand up for this. We can't allow this to continue. We can't allow our elementary schools to be taken over by the homosexuals, letting people think that these young people who have impressionable minds think that, you know, they can wear a dress, you know, when they're boys, and they can use the girls' room when they're boys. And we can't allow universities to have men compete against women in swimming or any other athletic event. We can't allow it. It's not fair. That's why they have weight classes in wrestling. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You brought up a couple things. You mentioned school and you talked about homosexual activity. I'm going to address both of those with proven articles, posted articles, published articles in the public domain. But first I want to be in what you mentioned earlier regarding men and work. Here's an article right here, investmentwatchblog.com. I believe this is Michael Snyder's website, or one of his. 5 million prime-age men not in the workforce. So prime age, I believe, from what I've read, is between 24 and 54, or 25 and 54, something like that. And it goes back to my analogy of the high jumpers. You know, when you feel that, when you know, even if you're more qualified, you know, just, and you're not going to get the job, you know, it goes back, I use my own personal experiences. When I was 19 years old, I was bench pressing 365 pounds, as most of us were back in those days. And I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department. That was the year the women's group sued to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. And then after that, I got a degree in forestry because I wanted to work out in the woods. And I showed up to a National Forest Service interview. They hired two females right out of college, or out of high school, pardon me, no education, no experience. And they told me they would not hire me as a white male. And both of those examples were in the late 70s and early 80s. I don't make this stuff up, folks. So now we have a situation where every job in America, especially in government and especially in big corporate America, is unearned. Now, let me discuss what else you brought up here, Vince. I've almost got articles on every subject here, so I'm just saying. Next, meningitis outbreak in Florida affecting gay men. Now, meningitis is very serious. There's two types of meningitis, but when you have your spine infected with the worst kind, there's a good chance you're going to die if it's not caught early. So could this be, you know, some type of example where they're saying, well, the people who got the shot are getting sick, no immune system? Could this be a cover-up? It could be. And I hear the music, so we'll be right back after the break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world, Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons. President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And, of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
USFL football week two kicks off Friday afternoon as Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Tyree Sampson, a 14-year-old who died on the free fall attraction at Icon Park in Florida last month, reportedly weighed about 340 pounds. A report written by Quest Engineering and Failure Analysis determined that the ride was functioning correctly with no evidence of physical or mechanical failure. But the restraints on two of the ride seats, one of which was occupied by Tyree, were modified to open between 3 and 4 inches wider than the ride's other restraints. These changes allowed harnesses on certain seats to open to almost double the normal range. An engineering firm hired by the state found that the operator of the Orlando Free Fall Drop Tower manually altered seats on the ride. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who has been endorsed by President Trump in his Pennsylvania Senate run under the GOP flag, tells Newsmax the endorsement carries a lot of weight.
It's massive. It's already demonstrated that impact. First off, people call you back. It's always sort of nice that when you schedule a meeting, they show up. It's a lot easier to get basic campaigning tasks done. But the real impact is now when people are talking about the race, I say, listen, President Trump did a lot of work looking at all the candidates in this race and decided I was the best one to represent the state and the Senate, that I was the one most likely to win in November, which, of course, he puts at the top of the list of reasons he endorsed me. But also he knew, and this is, I'm quoting here, I was smart, I was tough, and I will never let you down. I think those are very accurate descriptions. And as a surgeon, that's what I've tried to do my whole life.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned that you were discriminated against because you are a man in a job competition where the best qualified people were not hired, but people based on sex were hired, meaning women. Same thing happened to me, but not men versus women. It was a racial thing where I attended and graduated from a college preparatory school, and my grades were sufficient and my scholastic aptitude test scores were sufficient to be accepted into a teaching university, the alma mater of my father. And I had letters of recommendation which were bona fide by the chairman of a department in that university. And I applied, and I was denied. And I reapplied, and I was denied. And I was pumping gas that summer before the first semester started for freshman year. And there was a guy in a red car, and I was pumping his gas, and he was a black guy, and he had the university sticker on his back window of the car. And I asked him if he was going there, and he said, yeah, he was going to go there. He was going to start, you know, with the next semester. And asked him how he did on the entrance exam, and he said, what entrance exam? So I had to jump through all kinds of hoops, and I could not get in. I could not get in because I was of the wrong color for that particular year. I happened to be white. And so he got in. And, class, you can say I'm racist. I'm not racist. These are facts. I couldn't get in because I'm white. He got in because he was black, and that's all there is to it. And then when I was going for my master's degree, every class, for the first class that I attended, I was handed out, a card, which asked me my race. And it wasn't just me, it was every student in the class. This is a master's degree program, MBA, Master's in Business Administration. So we all got these cards, and, you know, so what is your race? And you would to check, you know, these boxes and pick one. And they had words like black or African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, and then there was another box called other. So if you were white, you would check other. No kidding. They were measuring how well the university was doing based on admitting different races. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So do I remember that? I don't know. We're talking about something that happened in 1971. I do remember that. I do remember that. So as it worked out really well. I went to a much better university. Much better. Top 40 university in the United States of America at that time. But I think they've improved their admission policy to the point where they admit anyone now, and they are no longer in the top 40. They've fallen from that. And I think they bought into Rich's high jumper analogy. I think that's the admissions policy at this particular university. You get points for being in a different group, not merit-based. Points for being in a different group. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And folks, one of the things, you know, I've talked about a lot of stuff on the air over 11 years on national radio. And one of the main things I've proven is the fact that I use economics, I use math, I use objective facts and not subjective emotional opinion. And that being said, it's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. These are all politically correct buzzwords changed by definition to sell you a narrative. Okay? One of the main things that I've discussed over 11 years is showing how the money has been transferred, wealth inequality, from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. I've proven it thousands of times on this broadcast and many others around the world. It has everything to do with buying votes. It has everything to do with selling narratives to basically people who believe in mass formation psychosis and lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job, which brings in corruption. That's what it's all about. Now, speaking of schools, you tell me, will it be kindergarten through the highest PhD program in America? It doesn't matter. Just ask yourself these questions. Do you really want your kids to go to public government schools today? Okay? And I'm going to mention just a few articles without comment. First, opposing homosexual teachings, kindergartners about fisting is apparently controversial on the American right. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I can't explain it because this program's on AM and FM radio. That's how bad that is. Next, South Carolina allowing gender reassignment surgeries for kids without parent consent. Next high school teacher performs drag queen dance for students. Next, AP fact check. It's not grooming to inundate kids with sex talks away from parents' knowledge. Next, New Jersey schools to teach first and second graders about gender, identity, and climate change in the fall. Next, numerous teachers release videos of the sexual activities they'd like to engage in involving 4-year-old students. Now, if I said this probably 40 years ago, I might be arrested for even saying these published articles in the public domain, and no one would believe it. Now people are waking up, and this is why the powers that be are accelerating their program with the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Davos Group, the Bilderbergers, you know, all the same people, central banks, private banks, because people are waking up exponentially, and they are at the same pace accelerating their program for a world takeover, the reset, all the things that we've talked about, all the agendas. Vince, you have any comments on these published articles in the public domain about our school system, or should I just move on?
I absolutely do. My father was a public school teacher right after he graduated that university that I was not admitted to after World War II, and he became a teacher. And he encouraged his students to learn. As a matter of fact, he went above and beyond. And here's a story that I'll share with you about Snap-on tools. And it relates to education. It relates to what you're talking about. So there was this young boy in my dad's class, and he didn't seem interested in what was being taught. So they had team teaching back then, and several teachers would get together and they'd talk about the students and, you know, how they could plan and get the students to learn more and do the best that, teach to the best that teachers could to have the students learn as much as possible. This is public school. We're talking about late 1940s, early 1950s. So there was a team teaching meeting after school, and the teachers talked about, you know, all the students in their classes, and this would be several teachers. And they were talking about this one boy who really didn't seem particularly interested in what was being taught, but he had other interests. And the teachers, other than my father, said that, you know, he really isn't doing well. He's really slow. He's not going to get it. We need to just put him in a class that teaches material for slower children. My father said, absolutely not. That's not correct. My father said he is really, really bright. Really bright. He just needs to be encouraged in areas that he has interest in. So my dad bought an old jalopy. He bought an old Ford. And I guess had it towed to the school. And he started an after-school auto mechanics class for his students. This was purely voluntary. And this one boy that we're talking about was really interested in that. And he excelled at it. And he did really well. So what my father did was prove to the other teachers that this guy was not a dummy. He was really bright, but he just needed to be pointed in the right direction and encouraged. He turned out to be a vice president of Snap-on, the premier tool company in the United States of America. True story. So when you think about public education, when you think about what was done in public education in the years that my dad was a teacher and ultimately became a principal, it's different from today. What my dad did was he figured out when he had an elementary school, he was promoted up from a teacher to a teaching principal. And that would be a guy who would run the school and teach at the same time. Well, my dad decided when he got promoted to having his own school, elementary school, in the 1950s, he decided that grades were ridiculous. He decided that just because you're chronologically X number of days old, you don't necessarily belong in the same class with other people that are chronologically the same number of days old. He decided that people needed to be put in classes based on their ability to learn, the speed that they learned, and the background that they're coming from, which would help them learn new material better, faster, easier. And what he did was he took out all the grades. My dad had a school with no grades. There was no second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. There were no grades. He took them all out. And he grouped the students by their learning speed, learning ability, etc. And it was a huge success. And if you remember the days of Marcus Welby, MD, television, they did a special. Dr. Kiley, who was Marcus Welby's sidekick, did a special, a one-hour special on television about my dad's school because it was revolutionary. He didn't have any grades. And it really was successful. Until my dad got promoted and got a bigger school, and the new guy that took over my dad's school put all the grades back. So public school could have been great, absolutely great. And I remember my dad putting his arm around me when I was home from college. He put his arm around me and said, "Vinny, I'm really sorry." I'm like, "What, Dad? What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, I really wasn't around all that much because I was working. I was at school, and I wasn't able to spend as much time with you because I was spending the time with the other children, children from other parents, in educating them." And I thought my dad did a great job. I didn't know what he was talking about. He did a great job. He felt that he should have spent more time with me and not the other students. So that's what we're doing. We are spending time with our class, you. And I'll tell you, if you ever learned the personal price that I've paid for doing this, you wouldn't believe it. Very few people know what's happened to me recently. Very few. Now, I'm talking about health. I'm talking about the damage that was done because I was paying attention to USA Prepares students, instructors, and expos. You have no idea. And you probably will never learn because I'm not going to tell you. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Higgins with us. Rich, you know, we are working really hard trying to build this school. We've been teaching, volunteering for 11 years here at USA Prepares. And we're all volunteers, all of us, every single one of us. Nobody gets paid, not me. There's no revenue stream. We have no advertisers. And it sure would be nice if we had someone who could help us financially build the infrastructure for the school. I'm not talking about supporting Vincent Finelli and family. I'm talking about helping build the infrastructure for the school. Okay? I'm talking about building some cabins, building an area where we can have 200 people come and teach within our own facility, run the facility as an educational institution, and have a low cost of education. I'm talking about online. I'm talking about videos. I'm talking about audios. I'm talking about in person. I'm talking about for the weekend. I'm talking about for a week. I'm talking about all of that where you can actually see the kinds of things we do. Now, there are people who write books and they sell their books and they sell their videos. And I've looked at this and I am absolutely amazed, aghast, and I can't believe that people would buy this nonsense where they have these projects that don't amount to anything. I mean, they're little concept projects, but they're not going to give you the solar array that is sufficient to pump water. They're not going to give you a long-term generator installation. They're not going to give you a sustainable farm. They're not going to teach you how to raise animals. They really are not going to teach you what you need to know to survive. But we have taught these things, and we do these things. And yet there is not a single person who has said, you know what, I think what you all are doing is just incredibly, incredibly important, and I'd like to help you. I've made so much money that I don't know what to do with it. Maybe if I steer some of that, it's just a small fraction of a percent of the wherewithal that they have, they could steer our way and help us. Not one person is willing to do that. Not one. Not Bill Gates, not Jeff Bezos, not none of the people who are the multi-billionaires. It would cost less than a tenth of a tank of fuel for one of their boats to get us running. literally. But not one of these wealthy people is willing to do it. And there are tens of thousands of them. Not one is willing to help us. But yet, on the other hand, the USDA is threatening me again, twice in the last 2 months, and because they want to know, what do they want to know? Oh, I'm going to tell you, it's exactly what Rich was talking about. They want to know whether I'm white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander, or a combination thereof, or all of the above. They want to know that, and I'm not going to tell them. They want to know what we're doing on this land. They want to know how many horses, ponies, mules, donkeys, burros. They want to know how many chickens. They want to know how many milk cows, beef cows. They want to know how many dry cows. They want to know how many hogs and pigs. They want to know how many sheep and lamb. They want to know how many goats and kids. I think they mean baby goats when they say kids. I don't think they mean what most people mean when they say kids. I think they mean the four-legged variety. I'm not telling them. They have threatened me with, they say that the law requires me telling them. I'm not telling them. It's none of their business whether I'm black or white or Asian. It's none of their business. And if I told them that we're raising chickens and there's an avian flu outbreak, can you imagine if there were such a thing? Do you think they would come and kill my chickens? There is an avian flu outbreak right now, and millions of chickens are being killed. How about some government thug coming to your place and saying, listen, you want to back up because we're going to be killing these chickens and we don't want you to be part of the collateral damage. Rich, I'm not kidding.
Oh, this is what they did back in the Nazi era. The reason why you're not going to get any, I've been talking about self-sufficiency preparedness schools, talked about it in the book everywhere for a long time. But see, the powers that be, they want things like being taught like Hegelian dialect, which is basically, he was from the early 1800s, Hegel, an imperial German philosopher, con artist. And he was confusing, but his conclusions were never sound. So they want a dialect to allow the globalists to lead the world into some type of superstitious, unreasonable, illogical, semantic, professional wordsmithing age of global dominance. Hegel and Marx have been proven to be phony logic. This is the liberal progressivism. That's what they want you to teach. That's why they want words like Agenda 21, common good, global warming, climate change, communitarian socialism, development city, sustainable city. It's all to eliminate individual and national sovereign rights. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
You know, Rich, we have a couple seconds. You know, Bill and Melinda Gates had a wedding for their child. Do you know we could build a university for less than the cost of a one-day wedding?
Yep. Easy.
Easy. No kidding. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.